Businesses that have invested in Kentucky's delayed statewide broadband network are concerned that the budget passed by legislators earlier this week doesn't provide enough certainty that the state will hold up its end of the public-private partnership. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has more.
Under the budget sent to Governor Matt Bevin by lawmakers, Bevin would have the choice to fund the project using money from the state's rainy day fund or in the event of a budget surplus. Kentucky Wired CEO Rob Morfonius said if the payments don't come through, the project could fall apart.
There's been good money put into this project already that we don't want to see end up as sunk costs, and we want to be able to go forward and finish the project because there's a lot of benefits to this project to this state.
The 3,000-mile-long project is supposed to stretch through every county in the state, but the project has been delayed, and the state has had to begin paying more than $30 million per year in availability payments to the private partners. That's led some state lawmakers to call for the project to be dismantled or scaled back. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.